Hey, Zazie here. A few quick announcements before this episode starts. Spotify, you can rate us on Spotify now. That's amazing. So our Apple Podcast gag is kind of like over, I guess. But you can rate us now on Spotify and Apple Podcast. And hey, why not both? Why not just give us 5 stars in both? You can't leave a review on Spotify. You can just give us the rating, but it still really helps a lot, and we appreciate it if you're listening on Spotify to rate us. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, to rate us there as well. Also, this episode is a little outdated, but also it fits perfectly well. We recorded this episode around Christmas, not Christmas time, Thanksgiving time, and I thought it'd be pretty outdated, but when I listened to it, we actually talked about like Spider-Man and a bunch of stuff that's still actually kind of relevant. So yeah, this has no spoilers for Spider-Man No Way Home if you haven't watched it. Regardless of what the title says, it's spoiler free and everything. It's all just, a bunch of bits, because we didn't even watch the movie yet because it wasn't out. This is recorded a long, long time ago. Well, only, like a month ago, but still, enjoy the episode. It's a blast, and I'm happy we had this extra episode because now we don't have to take a break. I think I'm rambling, so I'm just gonna let the episode play.
Hello and welcome to the Chips and Dip podcast. What's my name again? Table.
you tell me. What?
I think I'm
What's
Table.
My name again? I can't remember.
That's the name I've been assigned, I think.
Cue everywhere at the end of time music.
Man, that was a great. That's a great like mood setter. You know?
Yeah.
What do you think?
For sure. You know how you like would complain when I would do intros and I didn't introduce you? And you just
did the intro.
And you didn't even introduce me?
Oh, yeah.
You want this?
Yeah,
this is retake it. We'll take
I
it.
hate
Just
when
redo
that
it. Just redo it. We'll keep this in, but just redo it. Just redo it. From the top.
Okay. Howdy, hey there.
All right. Take three. Take three. Take three.
Okay. Sorry. Hello and welcome to the Chips and Dip podcast. I'm your host, Table, and we have the lovely, the beautiful Zazie 69, or
Yo.
Also known as Dip, I think.
I'll do my AKAs. Thank you very much. They call me Zazie 69, AKA Dip, AKA Verb, because I take action, AKA the cutest boy in the schoolyard, AKA little chumpstick, because, I'm a little chumpstick, and, I'm happy to be here, recording an episode.
Yeah, recording an episode. We didn't do it on time because I was busy.
Well, they don't know that because he's come out on Wednesday. Now you've ruined the illusion.
I ruined the illusion.
You ruined the illusion.
Come on, we gotta give them a little bit of insight, okay? I work in the sales force, okay? And telling people things that they think that they're not supposed to know really makes them excited.
I mean, yeah, because they're small children.
Oh, that's true. that gives people a bad picture. Whatever. Refuse to elaborate.
I refuse to elaborate. Yes. I love those memes where it's like states an opinion, refuses to elaborate, leaves.
I mean, yeah, that was pretty good, I guess.
Your opinions are wrong. This is the right opinion. And then they ask source and it's I made it up. I love those, man. It's just so funny. Anyway, welcome to Chips and Dip Podcast. If this is your first time listening to the Chips and Dip Podcast, we don't talk about chips or dip because we talk about whatever we want. And so chips and dip is also included within whatever we want.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Did you hear about I don't want to talk about this for that too long. Did you hear about the diss that the Misfits table boy is?
I did. He said that he liked me.
And then they dissed me even more.
Yeah.
But they called you Harpoon.
Yeah, I don't mind. That's fine by me.
They did diss me. And then they said that there was a better chips and dip, which there really isn't.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Remember
think
like the chips and dip?
Something.
That was in like poker and eating chips.
Yeah, their last upload was like a while ago. I don't remember.
Yeah, so we've taken the mantle as Chips and Dips now.
The longest running Chips and Dip podcast. That's us.
Yeah, that's us. Boom. But they're not the longest running Misfits podcast, so I don't know why they want to come at us with that.
Yeah. They said so I don't listen to their podcast. Hell yeah.
You don't listen to their podcast.
Yeah, obviously. Why would I?
I don't know. That sounds more like a diss to them than a diss to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Misfits Table podcast, though, they're chilling. They're okay, I guess. If you're like, if you're like, man, I want to listen to some absolute rubbish for an hour and a half, go over there.
You know, in all seriousness, if you're completely done listening to every episode and you've rewatched every episode again, then maybe you can go to the Misfits Table podcast. I don't know. It's your choice.
Yeah. Oren, I'm just to let you know, right? I was watching this video. It was just to improve like my communication, right? And I thought, hey, that'd be good for podcasts, right? So I'm gonna be putting in some sounds that show that I'm listening while you speak. You know what I mean? You'll see it when it happens. Just to let you be aware, because like when it does happen, I don't want it to like throw you off, but just, you know, it's gonna be there. It's gonna be happening.
I'm not exactly sure what you mean, but okay, sure.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we talked about this before, but like, do you have a bucket list or anything? Before you die?
Things to do before I die? I have some things I want to do after I die, but to do before I die or things to do while I'm dying? Actually, I'll get back to that later. Do I have a bucket list though? I guess I do. I really want to. It's hard because you think about things you really want to do, but then when it's brought up, you can't really think of any.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
But I guess I would have to say, I really would. Let's say just technically, right? Hypothetically, I would have one of a random resource that no one else has. For say, a tomato, right? No one else in the world has a tomato except for me, right?
Okay.
And let's just say, all right, I'm the only one in the world with a tomato, right? I think this would be so fun to do. If I'm the only one in the world with a tomato, all of the other countries go insane. They're like, man, we need to do something with this tomato right away, immediately. We need to get the tomatoes. There are no tomatoes anywhere else in the world. We need them. You know, ecosystems are crumbling. Cultures are dying. We need to do something. So all of the countries, I set up this big thing, elaborate ruse. Tournament to the death, right? All of the countries kind of gather their five strongest warriors in a fist-to-fist combat. No rules, you know, just like Baki the Grappler, but tournament like Yu Yu Hakusho style, right? And they all fight to the death. And then the last tournament who wins, let's say Italy, because, you know, they like tomatoes over there. They win, right? And then, like, they find me. And they're like, give us a tomato now. And I say, oh, this tomato? And it's in my hand, right? But then they look at it a little bit closer, and they see it's only a tiny pumpkin. And they kill me because I lied about having the tomato the entire time.
I think what would be better to do is to make a religion and then start a town called maybe something like Tomato Town. And then, you know, you start a religion. Town. And it becomes tomato temple, maybe. And then the people start praising the temple. And then you become the deity of this religion. And they call you, I don't know, the tomato man.
Tom? Oh. You're going with the double T's. Tomato Tom. Tomato Town.
No, it was a reference to Fortnite.
Yeah. There's a tomato temple in Fortnite?
Well, I think there was something that happened and Tomato Town disappeared or something and they made it into the Tomato Temple.
Stuff is happening in Fortnite, man. Naruto.
Oh, it's actually a good, it's a good segue. Naruto is in Fortnite now.
Wait, what's your bucket list? What would be on your bucket list? Yeah.
Well, since you you didn't really contribute, I guess.
I did. I told you what I'd want to do before I die. That's literally what I wanted to do. That's right before I die.
The only thing.
Dude, you know how many times I've said that exact same scenario?
Obviously, yeah, it's like three times now.
That has to be. Yeah, it's probably my third or fourth time saying that. I got to do it eventually. I need to.
I don't know if I said this on the podcast before, but I really want to be like, I really want to have a license in like everything that I can. Like an aviation license, a fishing license, a forklift license.
That's the most important one. That's the only one you need.
I mean, yeah, but like other than that, like it'd be cool. You
license
know?
To kill?
I was about to say that too.
Or a fishing license.
James Bond's retiring?
James Bond. Did you see a new James Bond movie?
No, I didn't, but it's that's who they need in Fortnite. Daniel Craig's last one.
I've never watched any of the James Bond movies.
Really?
Yeah. We were about to watch it once, but then we accidentally bought the wrong tickets and we watched Venom 2 instead.
Oh yeah, I think you told me, yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah. Never seen James Bond, but I think I get the gist.
Have you watched Terminator? Or any of the Terminators? I watched Terminator 2 when I was really young, and I actually don't remember anything about it. I think that's probably the worst movie to watch when you're young because, you know, it's, like, bloody. I remember this one scene where he rolled his sleeve up, and then he, like, cut down his forearm. And
and it's, like, a robot. And that, like, scarred me for,
it scarred me for life. Oh, my God.
That was cool, though, man.
I was so young. I was less than 10 years old.
Everyone's rooting for Terminator, though. You know what I mean? Is Terminator in Fortnite? I feel like not that, like...
would fit. Yeah, I think.
Now that there's Batman, Rick Sanchez, Naruto, literally anything now, I think, can fit into Fortnite. Literally anything. Dude, it doesn't matter
I'm
anymore.
I'm so jealous of kids nowadays. That'd be so
Ariana
cool
Grande is in Fortnite.
Travis Scott. Why isn't Kanye in Fortnite yet?
Not yet. Eventually, soon. When Donda 2 releases, then
Donda Resurrection or something. He brings back his mother.
That's sad. That's a Fortnite sad. Character. Yeah.
Donda in Fortnite?
Donda in Fortnite. I can't wait, man.
I can't Dude. Wait. That'd be crazy.
I've been looking at some of these TikToks, right? I've been TikToking around. I've been, you know, doing my TikTok thing. Crazy addictive to scroll through TikToks for real. But there's this, like, I guess it's like this trend on TikTok right now, or this meme where it's like the masculine urge, and then it's like something like absolutely outrageous. But it's like let me try to find one of these TikToks real quick.
Well, can you give me?
I find them hilarious. I'll give you an example. I'm not stalling here.
I feel like such a boomer, though.
It's like, okay, here's one. The masculine urge to die alone, standing in a battlefield with 100 charging cavalrymen charging towards me, nothing but a sword in my hand. This is my final act of sacrifice, finally answering the long-held question, was he a good man?
That's funny. Yeah. It's weird because like there's more thing. There's like a lot of stuff nowadays where it's like it's not funny, but it's like I don't know. Like it's supposed to be scary, but it's also funny. Like it's the you know the one where it's the guy and the girl like texting each other in bed.
Oh yeah.
It's the girl's like it lives in the sink. It lives in the sink, and the guy's like, oh, there's nothing to worry about. There's nothing in the sink.
And then the light flashes on him.
Yeah. He shines the flashlight in the sink and his flashes on him. I don't know. It's not funny, but like, what is it? What does it make me feel? What am I supposed to feel?
For the masculine urge ones, right? It's just, I'm going to say one more, right? The masculine urge to die fighting a whole army of supervillains in order to save my loved ones, to emphasize my redemption arc to the absolute max. For me, these ones are just so dramatic, and they create such like a fun, like amazing character trope. I love it.
It's like a story beginning to end in just one TikTok post.
Exactly. That's what, because it's like, I feel like there is a sort of masculine urge, right, to die while fighting. You know what I mean? Well, I feel like at least that exists for me. I feel like the best way for me to die is like in like a zombie movie. I'm like fighting off like 30 zombies with a sword, and I'm yelling to like all my like my friends and family, everyone stand back, I'll hold them off. And I'm like, sword fighting a bunch of zombies, but they eventually like number me and I die, but like everyone gets away because of my sacrifice. That's how I'd want to go.
I mean, personally, I don't think that's an urge. I think that's just like, you know, movie tropes.
If I gotta die eventually, right? That's how I'd want to die.
If you're gonna die, you're gonna die that way, I guess.
That's how I want to die. Or I want to die like fighting my nemesis cliffside with a sword and something, and I die, but it, like flat, and I flash back to my predecessor.
Brother to me.
Exactly. Don't you never think about that?
I mean, yeah, but like I don't want to die that way. That's just something
you don't want
to
die cool that to way.
Think about, you know.
How do you want to die?
Like you know the samurai things where they both put their sword on the floor and they're like, I accept your duel, and then they pick up the swords and they're like, they have their whole duel, and then he stabs him and he's like, it was an honor fighting you, and like collapses.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a dramatic like death.
I know, that's not something I like yearn for, or like it's not a masculine urge. I just think it's cool.
I yearn for that sort of death. I yearn for that sort of defeat right there.
I mean, I'd rather not die.
I'd like to die in a way where it's like a big dramatic bang, and it's like I sacrificed myself to save like a whole city or some shit, and then it's like, oh, he did it. Was
you just want to be a hero?
I want to be a hero. Yes, because like, how you want to die? Man? If you had to pick a way to die,
that's a heavy question. Ideally, I wouldn't want to die.
You want to be immortal forever?
I wouldn't mind that.
But you have to die eventually, maybe, in this lifetime. How would you do it?
I want to set something up before I die and then tell, like, all my loved ones that, like, you know, I'm hiding something. Or, like, start, like, a death game or something.
Death game between your loved ones?
No, between, like the world or something. I don't know.
You want my treasure?
Maybe it's like, I hid
you
the One Piece treasure or something. You know? You know, that'd be cool.
I left everything I gathered together in one place. Just set the light for the Great Pirate Era.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
At least you didn't say something lame like dying in your sleep. Because yeah, I don't think I'd want to die in my sleep. You know, a lot of people say that they would want to die in their sleep. Like, it's the most peaceful death.
Well just because it's painless. Oh, I mean... actually, I don't know if it's painless.
Probably why not. Tomb is painless? It's just kind of like you're asleep and then you're dead. That's how I see it, at least.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I don't want to die in my sleep, though. I want that experience right before I die to be like, I'm going to die! And then I die. You know? Because I feel like if I died in my sleep, I feel like I'd be missing out on that experience, you know?
You'd be missing out on a cool death?
Not even just a cool death. I want to know that I'm going to die before I die, you know?
You know what would be cool? Actually, I would want to do that, like die in an explosion, if right after I die, I go into like spectator mode or something.
like hardcore Minecraft?
Yeah. You die, like the explosion happens, and then you fly away and go into spectator mode. And then you can just watch the explosion happen. That'd be cool.
Then you don't have to feel the like the pain of the explosion.
Well, no,
like,
you feel the pain, but then you die. Like you pretty much die instantly, right? So that happens, and then you fly away from your body, and then you know you're in spectator mode.
I guess I don't know if I want to die in an explosion though.
Well, no, whatever that might be. Like you get stabbed, and then you're like your soul flies back or something, and you fly into spectator mode, and you could be like, oh maybe. Dang, that was a pretty good shot.
Maybe that's what happens. Who knows? I feel like, in One Punch Man? I just love this. I feel like I want to die that way because I love, like, the weak characters. And, like, even when they're getting beat up and they're getting, like, absolutely destroyed or if they die or to the brink of death and they keep fighting still.
Yeah.
Like, Mugen Rider, man.
Mugen Rider, yeah. Mugen Rider, cool. Yeah.
Like, I was watching a clip on YouTube, like, earlier today. And it's just like everyone's cheering his name, even though he's got like punched back like 20 yards from this giant fish monster.
Oh yeah,
he stands up again.
I was actually just reading that part the other day.
He stands up again. Everyone's cheering his name, and he's like, he knows he can't win the fight, but it's not about winning or losing. He says, it's about like me fighting still or something like that. And then he keeps going, man, just so.
Dude, you know what I love? You know what I love? So, what's his name? Saitama, he admits that, or he doesn't admit, but he says to like the crowd, because he beats the fish monster in one punch, right?
Yeah, he says like, good thing they weakened him or something.
Yeah, right? But then like everyone hates him, right? So, but he goes home and he gets a lot of like hate mail. But then the one like fan mail, I guess he gets, just says thank you or something. And then he goes, I forget what it was, but he like goes to a ramen shop and he sits down. And Moomin Rider's right next to him. And he's like, okay, you can have something on the house. And he's like, oh, did you receive the letter from me? I don't think I could express everything I wanted to say, but thank you. That was such a cool scene.
Such a great... You see, I love characters like that in any form of fiction. Like
they're weak, but they try really hard. I love like, that. Yeah.
That's why I love Usopp. And
yeah,
man, it's just amazing. I love this. It's just the best for me. I love it so much. Man. That's why I want to go out like that. It's just such a warrior's death, such a manly way to go out, you know?
Yeah. Oh my god. I want to watch One Punch Man again. Oh my god, that was so good.
One Punch Man is pretty good. Now I want to watch. I said the words Usopp, and so I want to watch One Piece again. Where are you at in One Piece right now?
I'm still in the same place. Still in Skypiea.
I had a feeling you were going to get stuck in Skypiea for a while.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I definitely want to read. I'm just kind of, you know, on the low right now. Because I feel like I have to reread a couple chapters because I was kind of skimming through them.
So that's one thing you definitely do not want to do is you want to experience the adventure. Don't worry about getting to the end.
Yeah, that's true.
If only someone told me that. Now I know, though, you know. Episode 1000 of One Piece, too, by the way. Just literally amazing. Such an experience.
I'm not going to ask what happened, obviously, but, like, you know, how was it, I guess? I don't know.
It was like if, you know, how they say that we have stardust in our bodies, that, like, we are, like, the galaxy and the universe in a way? It was as if, like, I was experiencing the Big Bang, and I was being created for the first time, and I felt a flow of enormous ecstasy just rush throughout my entire body, and all of the problems I've ever felt in my life, or I ever would feel in my life, simply ceased to exist for a good 22 minutes, and I felt never-ending bliss.
So you came.
And I came. Yep. That's the experience I got from episode 1000 of One Piece. Real wild, man.
Wait. So you said it just gets better, right?
Episode 1000 was amazing, man.
Well, you say One Piece is something that only gets better as it goes on, right?
For me? I'd say so.
Okay, so then the next episode, what is that going to do? Kill you?
The next episode may kill me in time. I feel like episode 1000 hit so hard because it had a flashback for every single one of the main. This isn't really that. It wasn't about the episode itself. It was about like how like the journey it took to get here.
It was really amazing.
It wasn't like the episode itself. It had content like in the episode. It was really cool. It was some wild like little clashes and stuff. I liked that. And but it wasn't about that. It was literally about because they use like the old animation from like 1999 or whenever like it first was released, and they used like just for like because they kept like the intro. It was really amazing. It started as the old like first intro of One Piece, and then it faded into a recreation of that intro for the 1000th
episode. That's really cool.
And like you could see like the quality of like. Like during like the beginning of the intro, you can see the quality of the intro like get better and better, and then it was just really cool.
Oh, there was something it was a great else experience. That was like that. I forget. I think it was something like Smash Brothers related or something. That was fan made though, so never mind. And also, but that's always really cool though when like something's really old mm-hmm. and like you see the old quality and it gets like better. I don't know. It's so cool.
Yeah. It just rocks. Also, it's like actual like clips, like in like because like in the episode there were like backstory, like flashbacks, sort of, and it showed the old and like because there is like a refurbished version of those animations, like because there's a bunch of like reboots and stuff of the past stuff, but they use like the old animation, like in the flashbacks in the episode. I love that too.
Man, they must have had to dig to get that. Or maybe they recorded it off YouTube or something.
I mean, it's just like, oh, it's right there. It's already there. Yeah, it was cool, though. It was really, really nice.
That honestly reminds me, like, a lot of manga. Like, especially, like, Berserk. Like, Berserk's art is really good at the beginning, but, like, it's, like legendary at the end. Or, like, nearing the middle and the end. It's, like, absolutely, like, immaculate.
Still gotta read Berserk, man. Busy right now. A little too busy right now. Also, one more thing about the 1000th episode, and I'll stop. The end, before it said "to be continued," like it always does, it said in all black on the screen and in white text, "Thanks." Man. that part, I was like, dude, it was just such a great. It was a great experience. Really great experience.
What was an episode or chapter 1000? Was it something like similar? I guess
I could tell you, but I feel like you should just skip there and see. I will say it has an insane parallel to the first chapter
or something.
Oh no, chapter 1000 had a crazy parallel to the first chapter of One Piece. I'll say that they both ended the exact same way.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's really cool. I love when they do like a subtle thing. Like it's not like a like a really big celebration, but like when it's subtle, like just like a thanks or like it's similar to the first episode or something like that. That's cool.
Because it's not even like you would look at the last chapter of the first. I mean, it's not like you'd look at the last page of the first chapter and be like, oh, this looks exactly like that. No, it's like you have to think about like what is Luffy doing in this scene compared to what he's doing in the scene at the end of this. And it's like, oh, it's literally, he's doing the exact same thing. It's cool.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just super cool. Man, I love One Piece, man. What can I say?
I get it. I actually kind of understand now. It feels good.
You get the love for One Piece, huh?
How do you think you're gonna feel when One Piece ends eventually?
I may either laugh or may cry. Who knows?
I feel like you'll probably cry.
Well, there's actually, I don't want to spoil too much about One Piece, so I don't know. I don't want to say the reason why I might laugh because it's actually a spoiler. But we'll see. We'll see what Oda has coming for us.
How much do you think is left then?
Well, Oda, I mean, he said like two or a year or two ago that it was 5 years left.
Getting pretty close to that.
Wano's been going on for like 3 or 4 years now, and I don't know. But also, Oda wanted it to be 5 years originally, but then he added in like the 7 Warlords of the Sea, and then that took up like hundreds and hundreds of chapters, so. You know, I don't know how long it's actually gonna be. That's coming to the end, I think.
I don't know how to feel, like, because I don't know. Honestly, I'm not like I don't know everything about One Piece because I haven't read it all, but like I don't know how I would feel if One Piece ended. Like seriously.
I mean it is a lot because it's been like the longest piece of media I've ever consumed for real. And it's also been a part of my life. Since I was like in 7th grade.
It's gonna end. I mean, yeah, it hasn't been, you know, I haven't known it for that long, so. Only like a month or so, not even.
Hey man. If a fan of One Piece is a fan of One Piece. No more than that.
That's true, yeah.
I feel like we talked about One Piece so much last episode and now we're doing it again.
Okay. I wanted to say one thing though, because I looked at like some figures. I'm not gonna buy any, but like some of the One Piece figures are like immaculate. They're like insane. They're so good looking. Like there's one of a character I haven't met yet. I think his name is Trafalgar or Trafalgar Law. Trafalgar Law. He's wearing like a suit.
Trafalgar.
And like Trafalgar. I don't know how to pronounce his name, whatever. But he's wearing a suit and he's sitting on this chair like cross-legged. And it's like such a good looking figure. And like I was like, oh man, like, you know, maybe I might buy $300. This. Yeah, but it was like $400 and it was limited edition and it was like sold out everywhere. So yeah. I felt so bad. I was like, gosh, that's so such close. A cool looking figure.
So close. I want to stop talking about one. Is this another One Piece related
just,
thing?
No. Just one more thing. It's relating to that. I actually found, so he was sitting on the chair, right? So there's an entire collection of characters sitting on chairs. There's Sanji, there's him, however you pronounce his name.
Law.
Law, I guess. And there's Zoro, and there's one other character. I don't know his name, but he looks kind of like Sanji.
What does he look like? Like, what's...
He has blonde hair, but his eyes are really big. I don't know his name. I think he started with
Come on. Now I'm gonna be stuck on it. Come on, more descriptive.
I can search it up and tell you later, but
You're gonna forget. Dude, it's gonna be on my mind.
It's called the Sitting on Chair Collection. You can search it up.
Give me another descriptive factor about that.
I don't remember. It was a while ago.
Look, are you not looking at him anymore?
No, I'm not.
The Sitting on Chair what?
Sitting on Chair Collection. Portrait of Pirates Sitting on Chair. Remember all
right,
that.
Okay. I'm not going to do it right now, but I'll remember. Anyway,
I saw
Spider-Man.
Let's
talk about Spider-Man.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't want to talk about One Piece anymore. Spider-Man. What are your predictions or your hopes for this new Spider-Man coming up?
I feel like they're not going to do what we're thinking, but I really hope they do.
Remember, stop looking at One Piece figures before you get spoiled.
Okay,
stop looking at One Piece figures. You're not supposed to know who that is. Stop looking at them. Stop.
I don't know who he is. I mean, it's like not going to spoil me.
All right, just stop. It's like, don't Google the series. Don't look up. Just stop. Please.
Oh, my God.
I don't want you to spoil yourself.
I don't even remember anything. So, okay, I'll stop. Okay, I'll stop.
Stop looking up the figures, though, man, because you're gonna find something that's going to be a big spoiler. All right. Sorry for the people.
They just look cool. They have a cool character.
I know, but you're gonna spoil. Like, that was a major big plot point in the series. I don't want it spoiled for you.
I'm not gonna know what it is anyway. So okay, I'll stop. Okay, I'll stop.
Yeah, it's like googling a character's name on YouTube. It never ends well.
Yeah, it says a date of death or something.
Exactly.
But you don't think really does you dirty though. Honestly,
they really do. They should be like a spoiler sort of. What is it? Widget for Google. So it's like, it doesn't show any, like, anything that could be a spoiler.
Oh, yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what are your hopes for the Spider-Man movie, I guess?
All right, I'm hoping, I want Andrew Garfield, I want Tobey Maguire, I want Gwen Stacy, I want the original Mary Jane, I want the old, what's her face? Aunt May. Is she still alive? She's probably not alive anymore. We can bring her back to life. Stan Lee, bring him back to life as well. What else? I want Venom. I want both of the Harry Osborns. So James Franco's going to be in this. What else do I want? And I want the Rhino. And
Rhino is super cool, yeah. Well,
and I want the Vulture. I want everything.
I feel like they're bringing Dr. Octopus back, so they're going to bring back, you know, the Rhino, the Vulture, Green Goblin maybe.
Well, no, it's the Sinister Six, so, and five of them have been revealed, so
we don't know
who the other one is. They got Doc Ock, the Goblin, Sandman, Electro, the Lizard, and Mystery. So I'm hoping it's Venom, but Venom's not technically a part of the Sinister Six. Even though we saw him at the end of the trailer in Venom,
yeah,
I don't know.
I think Venom would be pretty cool, yeah.
I feel like he might make a short cameo in this, but I don't know if he's
okay. So what do you want with all these characters anyway?
Dude.
Like, you just want him to cameo? Like the they're in a bookstore or something, and they're just like...
Oh, no. Here's my... All right. I'll give how I want the movie to be, okay? You be, what's his name? Tom Sawyer. what's the current Spider-Man's name? Tom Holland. You're Tom Holland Spider-Man, right? You just act like you're Tom Holland Spider-Man, right? Okay. So Doctor Strange. British?
Something.
Just be British. All of them are British.
Cheerio. I'll have a cup of tea.
We have Tom Holland in the studio right now. Whoa. Okay, well, Tom Holland, I'm gonna ask you some questions about the new Spider-Man No Way Home, if you don't mind.
Of course. I don't think I can spoil anything, but there isn't much I can say about it. Actually, I think we're having a couple people come in on it. By the way, could you get me a cup of tea, please? Yeah. Yeah, there's not much I can say. I think we're getting a Stan Lee cameo in this one, actually.
Also, you are bringing him back to life.
Yeah, I think so. I think Marvel's doing something about that. You know how Disney preserved, Walt Disney's head in like honey or something.
They did the same with Stan Lee.
I mean, I'd assume so. I don't know too much about the details.
You are just the actor.
Yeah, I'm just an actor.
So what was it like playing the role of Spider-Man with two other Spider-Mans?
Okay, so I'm not going to confirm anything, but it was actually a lot of fun because, I have some insight on how I play Spider-Man. So, you know, they kind of showed me the ropes on how they used to play Spider-Man, and it was kind of like, like a coach, I guess. And they were like telling me what to do, like the quips that I'm supposed to say. But, you know, I'm supposed to have my own personality as well. So, it was a lot of fun, actually. I'm not gonna. I feel like I've said too much already. Yeah. So basically, we're getting Venom, we're getting Vulture, we're getting all the cool guys.
Okay. None of them were revealed in the trailer, so this is Chips and Dip exclusive interview, right here. No one else knows about. That's great. That's great to hear. Tom, just a follow up question.
Thank you very much for the tea.
Oh, Harun's helping you out there. Good. So we see in the trailer, Zendaya playing MJ, is falling from a piece of scaffolding, and it's you like rushing down to save her. Let us know, does Zendaya die like Gwen Stacy did in Andrew Garfield's second Spider-Man movie, or do you save her? A lot of people are wanting to know.
So, actually, I'm not exactly sure because we haven't shot the second part yet, which is actually kind of worrying since the movie's coming out pretty soon.
That's insanely worrying. I feel like productions are kind of already ended, right?
I mean, you would think so, right? I feel like we're setting up for a second movie.
I didn't see Zendaya in any interviews. Did Zendaya actually? I'll cut this out if it's like a legal thing with Sony. Did Zendaya actually fall off that scaffolding? Was that like not supposed to be like scripted?
I'm not gonna spoil anything.
Did Zendaya? Did you?
No, I don't think I can say.
Did Sony kill Zendaya?
No, but I feel like for this movie they're going for more like a multi-dimensional thing, like, you know, into the Spider-Verse, but like real life, you know. So they're gonna bring all the other Spider-Mans and all that. So it'll be pretty cool. And
I feel like you're kind of dodging my question of if the real life actor Zendaya was murdered on set.
You're saying you want the old MJ as well. How are they going to bring the old MJ if?
You have to murder the actress Zendaya for the old Mary Jane Watson to be in the screen. I get it.
Yeah, of course.
A showbiz for you. Hate to hear that about MJ though.
Yeah, it's kind of upsetting. She like I confessed to her recently, and she was like yes and all that, but then Sony was like, oh, you know, sorry, we have to kill her. And I was like, oh, that kind of sucks.
But aren't you like dating in real life though?
That's show business.
How has murdering your girlfriend kind of affected your relationship?
I mean, it's kind of sad, but I'm single again, so.
Man. Nice. So anyway, guys, that's been our exclusive interview with Tom Holland. Tom Holland, thank you for joining on the Chips and Dip podcast. You've asked us like so many times. So,
yeah, of course. You know, I hope I haven't spoiled anything.
No, I don't. I think people already knew that all of those characters that weren't in the trailer were in the movie, and that Zendaya is now confirmed dead. Thanks for the info.
Yeah, of course. All right, I'll see my way out. Thank you so much for interviewing me. Yeah, and thank you too, Harun. Yeah, thank you for the cup of tea. Yeah. All right.
I don't know how that guy is that stupid. He just spoiled the whole movie. I think he admitted to like a crime or something. Harun, are you here? Did you hear that?
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't hear what you said. What was it?
I think Tom Holland killed Zendaya, or at least like helped hide the evidence of her death.
Should we
report this, or like wait till like after, December 17th, so we can see the movie?
I think we should wait until it's like completely confirmed, and then maybe
spill the beans. Okay, makes sense.
Because we have this recorded and all, right? So yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Okay. Because I don't want the movies to be dropped because Tom Holland killed his girlfriend, and now it's like he gets canceled and the movie doesn't drop. So
he sounds like a pretty nice guy, so I'm sure he'll understand. You know.
Yeah, but he is
less blackmailing.
Okay. Makes sense. But anyway, I think I was saying what my ideal Spider-Man movie would be.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Okay. So Tom Holland, we just had Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire, right? Tom Holland, like all these villains show up, right? And they're like wrecking all of New York. And Doc Ock finds Spider-Man. And so they fight, right? Doc Ock gets away. He finds the rest of the villains and they find out, oh, we all got here because we were almost killed by Spider-Man. If we go back, then we'll die. So we need to kill Spider-Man in this universe so we can't go back anymore and we'll live, right? So they have this whole like sort of fight thing going on. But then their Spider-Mans come back and they're like, hey, we're going to fight you now. And so the new Spider-Mans like have to teach Tom Holland Spider-Man like the best way to do these things and everything. You know what I mean? Like, dude, are you shooting your weapon? Yeah, because so far, all Spider-Man's had, he hasn't even had an Uncle Ben yet in the MCU. He's only had, I think they mentioned it at the end of one of his movies. They just name dropped it. That was it. But so like, I feel like they're going to talk about Uncle Ben together or something. And like, anyway, he's going to get trained by these Spider-Mans and he's going to be like, with great power. Like, I feel like one of the Spider-Mans, like, Tobey Maguire is going to, Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are going to put their hands on Tom's shoulder, and they're both going to say in unison, with great power comes great responsibility. And then Tom is going to get a flashback to his uncle's death, and he's going to be like, I know what to do now. And then he's like, hey, Sandman! And then he fights the villains, and they all fight the villains, and they save the day. They all go back to their timelines. Cool, right?
That sounds pretty cool. That just sounds Spider-Verse like version 2.0 or something.
It does, because it is basically the Spider-Verse if it does have extra Spider-Man in it. One more thing though, you know how what's his face?
Ooh, yeah, Andrew Garfield. It's called No Way Home, right?
No Way Home, yeah.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Maybe you're onto something, Zion.
Maybe I'm onto something, yeah. You know how like Andrew Garfield, his Gwen Stacy died because he couldn't save her from falling? I want Andrew Garfield to save Zendaya, who's falling in the trailer. I feel like that would be so cool. Like, his redemption, sort of. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like Tom Holland, like, misses her, and then Andrew Garfield comes, and then he saves her. And he's like, all right, don't let this happen.
Because he's like, I won't let this happen again, or I won't let this happen to another Spider-Man. And he, swoops in and saves her or something. That'd be cool.
I feel like we're just fantasizing now.
Dude, that's all we can do until December 17th. Also, I heard this prediction on TikTok. I thought it was pretty cool. So, like, you know how at the end of Spider-Man 2, did you watch Spider-Man 2 with Andrew Garfield?
No, I haven't.
Oh. Well,
I heard a lot about it, though.
At the end of Spider-Man 2, it's one of my favorite Spider-Man movies, for real. But at the end of Spider-Man 2 with Andrew Garfield, like, he's about to fight the Vulture, and everyone in, like, the city's afraid to, like, go near him, except for this one little, like 7-year-old who's wearing a Spider-Man suit, and he like gets literally like in front of the Rhino, right? The 7-year-old gets in front of the Rhino. He's dressed in like this little Spider-Man costume, and then Andrew Garfield comes back and he's like, I got this. And then he like pushes the kid to the side or something. He's like, way to go, Spider-Man, but I think I'll handle it from here. And then he charges and he faces off the Rhino. Right? This is like right after Gwen Stacy's death. I feel like it'd be cool if like that's the point in time that he comes back from like Tom Holland's universe from.
Oh, right after Gwen Stacy dies?
Yeah, like right, because that's the in that movie it's right after Gwen Stacy dies. But what if like after Gwen Stacy dies, he comes to the like to the MCU and that's where he like he kind of like copes and like that's where he saves Zendaya and he's like, okay, I'm ready now. And then he comes back to that like Rhino scene right before the second movie ended.
Oh yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
I'm just fantasizing though. That's how I want. That's all I want the movie to be.
And also, and then he like has flashbacks to the previous like universe that he was into, and he was like,
yeah. And then he actually like, and then he fights Rhino. I feel like that'd be cool, but hey, that's my opinion.
Oh, that'd be so cool! Oh my god.
I feel like it is going to be messed up, though. I feel like I am so hyped for this movie, and I feel like I'm going to be so disappointed.
I hope not. I feel like it's also the last, like, of the Home series.
Yeah, I feel like it's the last. Well, I don't think they're going to get rid of Spider-Man in the MCU.
No, I don't think so.
Tom Holland's still like, young, and,
yeah.
You know, Spider-Man's, like,
what was the one before this? Hero. Far From Home, right?
Spider-Man Homecoming, then Far From Home, then No Way Home.
Really? There's only been three? I thought there was one before Homecoming.
I mean, he was in Civil War.
No, I thought there were four Home movies.
No, it's just three. Well, two. This is the third one.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm remembering wrong.
Yeah. I can't wait. I'm really stoked. I'm really freaking stoked, man.
Man, Far From Home was really good as well.
Far From Home? I didn't really like that one, for real. I don't, like, I feel like, personally, this is me, my opinion, but I don't really like, I thought they were all cool, but I feel like I didn't really prefer any of the Home series compared to, like, the older Spider-Mans.
I don't know.
Because I feel like Spider-Man, like, I feel like all, both of Andrew Garfield's movies were better than the Home series. Movies.
Yeah, I haven't really watched them, so I'm not sure.
A lot of people say that Andrew Garfield is the worst Spider-Man, but hey, I feel like maybe he's the best Spider-Man. Personal opinion. I love all the Spider-Mans, though. You know, chilling with them. Also, maybe Miles Morales from the like an animated Miles Morales comes into this movie. He's like, "Yo," and he's I'm Spider-Man, and then. You know, he does whatever Miles Morales' powers are. Yeah. What's my prediction?
Yeah, I'm just fantasizing now.
Exactly. That'd be cool. Absolutely wild. I mean, have you started your break yet? Your fall break?
No, I haven't.
Well, when do you start?
I'm not sure. I think it's like in a couple of weeks. Like 2 weeks.
In a couple of weeks? Thanksgiving's like in 4 days.
Oh, you mean fall break? Yeah, I was thinking like a semester break for some reason. Oh. That's definitely not break. 2 weeks. It's probably like, I think it's only a couple days. I'm honestly not sure. I don't really pay attention to the professors that much.
What? You don't pay attention to the professors that much? I'm disappointed. I'm sending this podcast to your mom.
I already showed my grades. She's satisfied.
You don't pay attention to the professor? Twas.
Okay, what's your point?
No, I'm just saying that's pretty rude. I have no point. I've never really have a point.
How's the first semester been so far?
Next question.
Oh, come on. Can we have a little bit of college talk? No?
A little bit of college talk? Next question. How's the first semester gone for you?
Next question, bro. What kind of freaking question is this?
Come on. Can we have a little bit of college talk?
All right, fine. How's your college life been?
So next question.
Okay.
We're not going to do this. Oh, man. We're not good at that. Dude, I made this new animation.
You're actually skipping over it? I just want to ask, are you doing okay on your own? It's your first semester on your own. Come on.
Next question. Okay, I made this new animation. It's of a chicken. And it's this chicken. He hatches out of an egg. He jumps out.
You're actually like grasping at straws right now. I literally don't care.
Maybe the podcast is interested. No?
Okay, why would the podcast be interested in your stupid animations?
Maybe they'd be interested in my anime because it's pretty cool. All
right, sure. Okay.
Okay, cool. All right. So
podcast is really going places. Really interesting.
This podcast is pretty big, man. We're going big places with this, man. Anyway. My animation, I was just saying, I made a chicken and it jumps out of an egg. It swivels around and the swivel is so good. And it zooms in and the chicken turns into like an anime chicken. And then he pulls out a sword out of nowhere and he slices the screen and it fades to black. And that's amazing animation. And you can see it at Zazie69 on TikTok.
Great. That was just a plug. Wow.
It was a plug.
Wow.
Speaking of plugs, make sure you leave a 5-star review. Link in bio on Apple Podcasts if you're liking the episode so far.
Have you ever met someone named Oswald?
Oswald? Oh, are you talking about that one video?
Yeah, where she writes, I think, her boyfriend's name on her leg or something. And they're like, oh, it was really Oswald.
Isn't that the name of like that beaver from that like that animated kid show?
I remember the octopus, the brown, like, purple octopus named Oswald. That's all I remember.
If your name's Oswald, man. His name's Oswald. I don't know how, like, he got a girlfriend in the first place, man. With a name like Oswald? Dude, there's only two types of Oswalds. Oswalds. You got the ones, you know, who are the Oswald. And the other ones, I probably just go by, like, oh, you know?
Oh,
yeah, just go by O. Like if the name's that bad, like if my name was Humphrey, I just go by H. If my name was Gilbert, I just go by G. Yeah, because G sounds cool, right? But then Gilbert just, you know, doesn't. So I just have to go by G.
Gilbert. Oh my God. Yeah. Fitzgerald. Ugh.
Fitzgerald. Is that a name?
Yeah. I was talking to a couple people about, I think it's John F. Kennedy's middle name, and his middle name is Fitzgerald.
Oh, I mean, he was named after an airport, so he already has a weird name.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. Have you ever been to his airport?
JFK Airport? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah. That's the airport to be at.
I guess so. I don't know. Why are we talking about airports? I honestly feel like, have you traveled overseas? Where have you gone?
Traveled overseas? Yeah, I've traveled overseas.
Where have you gone?
To Cancun let me say it the right way so I can't disappoint Luis. I went to Cancun in Mexico.
Mexico, yeah.
Mexico, yeah. Where else did I go? I went to Jamaica.
What's the longest flight you've been on?
Dominican Republic. Longest flight? Probably the drive to Canada.
Drive to Canada? How long was that? That's like 7-8 hours?
70 hours?
No, 7-8 hours? 7 or 8 hours?
I don't know. I probably like the longest it took to get somewhere from you was like, I don't know, around maybe 5 or 4 hours.
That's it?
I'm not going that far out. Jamaica, Cancun. Canada.
The longest traveling I've ever been I think we went to Texas a couple times. Yeah, and Pakistan, that's like 16-hour flight, but then honestly it's not that bad. But like driving to like Houston, that takes 2 days of like straight driving.
And you have family in Texas?
Yeah, I have cousins in Texas and sometimes we go visit. That's a long drive.
It takes longer to get to Texas than Pakistan.
Well, yeah, because we're driving, obviously.
Yeah. It's a 16-hour flight, though, man. I couldn't imagine. I've only been in short flights.
Oh, dude, it's torture. It's so, like, you feel like, oh yeah, like you get on the flight and you're like, oh yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. You're gonna watch movies and stuff. You watch like three movies and then you're bored out of your mind because there's nothing else to do. Like you bring books on, you read those, you finish those. What do you do then? You have 16 hours.
It's literally like a whole day.
Yeah, man, I don't know. You're just
I don't
stuck
know
in
about
one
that.
position pretty much.
What country would you want to go to if you could?
Like any country?
Yeah.
Probably want to visit like Iceland or something. I think Iceland's cool.
Iceland. Really?
Yeah. It has really cool
Oh.
scenery.
Didn't know you for the Iceland type.
And Icelandic
Not
seems
at
like a
all.
cool language.
They don't speak. What do they speak? Oh, you just
Icelandic?
said it, Icelandic? Ice
Yeah.
cube, ice cube, icicle, frost.
Frost? Yeah, that's what they speak.
Yeah.
Cold. They speak cold.
They speak cold. Yeah, man, cold bars in Iceland, man. I feel like I'd want to go to either. Where can I legally get prostitutes? I mean, where can I legally,
Like anywhere but the US, pretty much.
I mean, where can I
Romania.
legally? I
Poland. Poland
no,
has good
I didn't
prostitutes.
say my prostitutes. I didn't say prostitutes.
You know what you meant.
No, you know what I meant. Prostate. Legally get a good prostate test.
Anywhere?
I know, but
US?
I want the best prostate doctor. You
I'd
know,
have
so
good hands in California.
probably South Africa. I'd probably go to South Africa because that's where they're filming One Piece, and the live action for One Piece is being filmed in South Africa. I'll just stop on set, see what they're doing over there. Also, I'm in South Africa. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, go on like a safari, see some, lions and stuff. It'd be neat. I feel like this podcast isn't hitting it. This podcast is not hitting it. Sorry to break
Well,
the fourth wall. This
no,
podcast is
it's
not hitting
definitely it's hidden.
it.
It's
Sometimes we have flops, and this is a
striking
flop.
comparatively, okay?
This
It's hitting
podcast is
different.
a flop. This is
No,
a
it's not.
flop.
You're making it a flop by talking like this, okay?
It's a flop, man. It's a flop, and it will be like, man, we only got like 20 minutes left. I don't think we can make this podcast work. It's a flop. This one's a flop. This one doesn't. It's not.
See,
It's not. It's not the
that kind of
sexiest
mindset is what makes it a flop, okay? If you think, oh yeah, it's gonna be a flop, then obviously it's gonna be a flop. If
Nah,
you're
man. Because I'm trying to think of things to say, and it's like I'm just thinking of things I've already stated before or like said on the podcast before.
Well, it doesn't always have to be original. Well, what's the problem with that?
It's just.
You
It's
can
just.
talk over things
This
again.
one. This one's just a flop, though, man. I feel like this episode's just a flop.
All right, then let's quit it. Let's end it right now.
End it right now. We can't end on a flop. Come on, man. How about this?
It's
We'll do the
not, okay,
recommendation.
it's not flopping. It's not flopping.
We'll do the recommendation and see where it goes from there.
You a dog or a cat person?
I'm a definite dog person. I hate
Okay,
cats.
why? Why? Why do you hate cats? I love cats. What
You
about
don't like
the video of the cat getting
cats?
a haircut?
Okay, that one's pretty good, actually.
That's such a
I,
good
let me
one.
not say hate cats. Cats are the only animal I have to say I dislike.
Really?
Yeah, their
Why?
personalities are just fuck, dude. It's like Garfield. Garfield, what the hell's Garfield got to be mad about? I feel like all cats are like Garfield, for
So
real. They
you're an
just like
Odie person? You're an Odie
duck up. I'm
person?
Odie person all the way. I'm Odie
Don't
gang.
tell me you're an Odie
Odie Odie
person.
gang. Odie gang
Oh
all the
my
way, man.
God.
Dude, Garfield is literally like the embodiment of just disrespect, hate, negativity. Odie is. Constantly, he's always giving out good vibes, like 24/7. Like
Garfield's the funny orange cat that likes lasagna.
Garfield's
What's
not
up with
even
that?
funny, man. He's just boring. Like he's only funny because of the situations he's put into. But besides that, naturally, Garfield's not a funny person. And cats, naturally, dogs are loyal. They stick by you. Cats, the dude, cats don't love you, man. Dogs love you. Cats literally don't give a shit about their owners. I don't want to take care of an animal that
I mean,
doesn't give
it
a shit
depends. It
about me.
depends. I feel like dogs
Dogs,
care more, like generally,
you're
they
a
care more of
dog's,
the time. But
dog, dude,
I don't know.
you're a dog's life. Like to a dog, you are their life. You know what I mean? Dogs adore you. They love you. You're the best part of their day. Cats, They don't give a shit about anyone except for themselves. I do not like cats.
Well, I don't know. I feel like Chihuahuas are the cats of dogs.
All dogs are personalities are different. Like dogs and humans, man. We all got different personalities. It's never a bad dog. It's only a bad owner.
Cats have less varied personalities, but they do have.
Let me just say something. Those Mexicans are normally the ones with. Let me not say that. I don't even know where that was going. That wasn't
okay. Sorry. Okay. But I think the reason why I think that way is because I've never owned either. I've never owned either cat or dog. But I don't know. I've had a better experience with cats than dogs.
I've had a cat before when I was younger.
How was it?
Like, did he hate you? He didn't hate me, but I don't think he loved me. I feel like I feel like
the cat is kind of like a relative. Like, he just lives there, and then you can play around with him sometimes, but like, really doesn't that care that much about you. The dog really seems like a pet, you know?
A dog isn't even like, a dog is like your best friend for real, man. A dog is a buddy. You know what I mean? A dog is like die hard, sticks with you, man. Dude, I remember, man, like if you lose your dog and then like a week later you find it again, it goes insane. Or if you just haven't seen your dog in like a day or two and then later you come back, it goes insane. It goes wild because they think, oh shoot, this is my dog. And I'm thinking, oh shoot, this is my dog. And it's an amazing experience. A cat, it doesn't care if you're gone for a year or if it never sees you again. They're not loyal. They can't protect you. I mean, some dogs can't protect you either, but like,
I don't know. I feel like a cat is like a little sister or something. Like, they sometimes they do their thing on their own, but you know, sometimes they'll play with you. I've never really had many experiences with dogs anyway, so maybe that's why.
I love dogs. Cats, not so much.
I don't know. Not so much. What's an exotic pet you'd like to have, I guess?
An exotic pet? You know, I want to say monkey. You know, I'm going to say monkey.
That's what I was going to say too, honestly. I want a Capuchin monkey so bad.
Or a monkey or a penguin, but if I have a penguin, I need like five of them, so a monkey.
Yeah, and then you could be the hit, I think 2012 movie,
Mr. Popper's Penguins. Starring Jim Carrey.
I don't remember at all what happened in that movie, but I remember it was decent.
I actually watched it recently, because I remember when it was like, I think a year or two ago, I just put it on my story, what movie should I watch? And so I said, Mr. Popper's Penguins. Mr. Popper's Penguins it is. Amazing movie. 12 out of 10.
Wait, how many are in the Penguins of Madagascar? That's four, right?
Yes, four.
So you need four.
Well, no, it just says like, because they're social animals, you should have like at least like five or six of them.
So Penguins of Madagascar is inaccurate?
Well, I mean, they're like really tight. They're like really buddy buddy with
each other. Okay.
That's if all your penguins are
vibing. That's like their posse, like sometimes, the group, the gang.
Sometimes, like, you could be in a group of like six or seven, but you only really like two of them, and so it's like the other penguins are just like, I don't really mess with them. You know what I mean? That's why I think.
Maybe
those penguins are just too tight together.
Oh man, that'd be so cool.
Penguins are really the best kind of animal, though, for real. I love them.
I still want a monkey. Did I send you the video of the guy laughing at the monkey? I'm pretty sure I did. That's literally...
What was it?
Well, it's the guy, he's like holding the monkey like a baby, or like in front of him, like holding him out, and he's just laughing his face off.
Nah, you didn't send me that.
It's so funny.
Man, but monkeys are so funny, man. I love them. It's just like a little tiny guy who like throws its poop and has a tail. Oh man.
It's just a little tiny guy, yeah. I mean, I guess that's true.
It's literally just like a tiny hairy little, I love him, man.
Little dude, yeah, little
They're absolutely amazing. Just absolutely great. Great animals. Great animals all around. 10 out of 10 animal.
Honestly, yeah. 10 out of 10.
Gotta say though, best animal though, penguin or ostrich. Love my flightless birds.
Why an ostrich?
Remember, what was it? It was like, remember it was like December, December 21st, every black person is going to gain superpowers.
Yeah, you always bring this up. Yeah, whenever I mention
and
Austin.
I said, my power during the, that was like a year ago. I said, my power I would want is the ability of basically an ostrich, Zoan devil fruit from One Piece.
Mm-hmm.
Just being able to turn to an ostrich, turn to a human, or turn to a human ostrich half like hybrid.
There's a condition, like it's only on like Fridays or something.
Only on Fridays? It's not a JoJo stand. No, it's just
no, that. But you said there is a condition, like only when like your left hand is touching your left butt cheek or something.
Oh, did I?
I can't remember. It was some kind of condition.
I don't remember that. Okay, my condition would be, all right, here's my optimal superpower. The ability to turn into an ostrich. But it goes by like werewolf rules. So I turn to like a monstrous, like I like the, my abilities are basically pretty much normal. I can turn to full ostrich or half bred, like a hybrid ostrich man, right? But on when it's a full moon, I lose control and I turn into like a 12-foot tall monster ostrich, and I just lose control and I black out.
It'd be funny if like you'd have the power to turn into animals, but like as soon as you turn into that animal, you get the intelligence of that animal, and you don't know how to turn back.
Oh man, the intelligence of a snail. What can I do with that? What if you have like the intelligence of a octopus? I feel like they figured it out pretty fast.
Maybe, yeah, they'll figure out how to turn back.
You said every time the octopus.
What?
Wait, what are you going to say?
No, I said I feel like they'd figure out pretty fast.
Oh, there's this documentary of an octopus, right? Oh. There's this man, and like, basically, so octopuses, like, they're so, like, they're, like, super smart, right? So, like, yeah. This man and him, he created, like, a relationship with this octopus, and it was basically, like, his dog. They would, like, play together, like, play, like, water fetch.
Oh,
in the water.
Yeah, I remember
the
hearing about
would
this.
Get, like, excited when he came around and everything, right? But then, like, one day, the octopus was getting attacked by a shark or something.
Why is it always sad?
And the dude just stood there and started recording it, man.
Oh, my God. That's so sad. That reminds me, the Penguins of Madagascar movie, the octopus was, like, the bad guy or something.
Yeah, I bet that's his villain backstory, I bet.
Yeah.
That's it.
He has, like, a scar on his eye.
Yeah, because I do think like the octopus survived, but I think it lost a leg and then eventually died later or something like that.
I don't remember.
I didn't watch the full documentary, but yeah. So where is I going with that? Octopuses are smart. Octopi are smart. Is what I was saying.
Octopi are pretty smart. Dolphins are also pretty smart, but everyone already knows that.
Yeah. What would your go to superpower be? But you have to have a bad butt to it.
A bad butt to it.
Yeah, like butt, you gotta do that. Actually, superpower, I'll add the butt.
I always like the one where it's like you can be invisible, but you have to be screaming.
I love that one.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like they're like I don't know, like reverse superpowers or like inconvenience superpowers or something.
Dude, when I made that,
you can run really fast but with your eyes closed.
I made the super hero like choose your own adventure thing. We never played it, but it's here. I wrote down like a bunch of like, the powers for it. One of them was super speed. But your voice will get higher and higher pitched the more you use your power. And you can't stop moving once you start moving.
Oh, so it's like the what's the one Keanu Reeves movie? Speed? Where the buses?
Oh yes, yeah, to stay. Yeah, you have to stay under 60 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Shape shifting. You can turn yourself into any organic creature. It has to weigh less than 100 pounds, and it has to start with the first letter of your name. That was one of them.
Oh, that's so cool.
Future sight, but
what would that? I don't know. What's the letter with the most animals assigned to it? I guess
probably like S.
Yeah, probably.
There's a lot of S words.
Maybe E.
Future sight? you can see slightly ahead into the future, but you might see the wrong timeline, and the future is told to you in a riddle.
I like that one.
Teleportation. You can teleport over distances. You have to teleport to someone you've met in person, and you're blind for a certain length of time depending on how far you teleported.
That just seems like it's pretty balanced.
Yeah, I tried to make these balanced for the game, and then one of them is the Omni-Man, because this is when Invincible was really popular. Every physical aspect about you is bigger, is like stronger, and you can fly. But the more you use your powers, the quieter you get. So eventually your mic could have been muted towards the end. And every three times you use your strength, every three times you use your power, you can't control what your next action is going to be. So you might like if you're trying to save this lady, you might actually like punch this lady or something like that.
Oh, you know what would be funny though? Like every three times you use your power, it summons like Omni-Man to come beat you up.
You're like Mark, and it's just like, think, Mark, think. How many times have I told you not to use your power more than three times?
And then he just goes away. Oh, that'd be pretty cool, yeah.
Dang, I remember I had a lot of this stuff prepared, man. It's a shame we never played this. Invisibility, you can only be invisible to one person at a time. And if they touch you, they can see you.
Oh, you know, be a good superpower if you'd be invisible, but you have to be naked.
Well, you could just—I mean, I'd be fine with that one because then I just always be naked, but I'd always be invisible too.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, because if I'm invisible, I'm not really worried about being naked.
I guess so. Yeah, that's true.
Mind reading. You have to make eye contact with the person, and the person who you're reading the mind of, they can also read your mind.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I feel like that wouldn't really matter though.
I mean, I thought it could get some funny situations, I thought. Cloning, you can clone yourself, but your intelligence is split between the clones, and you
have I like that one.
And you have to convince your clones because they all have free will and they all want to do what they want to do.
That just seems like an inconvenience.
Yeah. Oh, also I made items. And most of these are like items for the game, but one of them, Magic Shield, I think I told you about this one, permanently attaches to the holder. And when you try to block with the shield, the shield uses the holder as protection to protect itself.
What's the point?
So it's a shield that always wants to protect itself over the person who's holding it.
So it's just a cursed item.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was in the beginning of the game. It's like you have the chance to like steal this like item, and you know that no one could see you to steal it. And that's what would happen if you stole it.
Yeah. Man, this is a pretty good concept, honestly.
Yeah. The game's dead though.
I really like the clone one. I feel like that'd be so funny.
Yeah, because you're clone, like you're stupider, so even you have like a hard time of like convincing yourself, you know. Yeah, good stuff over there.
Good stuff.
I do want to do another one of those, but I don't think I could do it with one person.
I feel like that's a lot of setup though, and I feel like just improv is like more fun.
Well, that one was set up to be made a lot of improv, but there's just like, but you know, like still like half.
Yeah, kind of like a D&D thing where you're like given, you know, your character, but then you improv from there.
Yeah, I was trying to make it a little bit more like open than that though, because like the last like Christmas thing I did, it was very like kind of locked.
Yeah, it was more like a story. Oh,
I want to do another one of those Christmas things. Should I? I don't have time. I do not have the time, and I'm an animator now, not a story maker anymore. I make animation. I gotta make another Sprite Cranberry animation for Christmas, not a Christmas story. Yeah.
Sprite Cranberry, yeah. We gotta do that.
For sure. All right, it's like the end of the episode.
Yeah, seems like
anything
it.
Else? Any we final should, words?
We should do our
chip and dip recommendation. At the end of all of our episodes, we do a chip and dip recommendation. If you collect these two things, Isaiah69 will cash app, not PayPal, cash app, not check, cash app, nothing else but cash app. I will cash app you one crisp USD dollar bill if you collect both of these things and send it over to @chipsanddipcast on Instagram. Without further ado, I will go first. My chip and dip recommendation is... So you see how quick I did that?
That was pretty good, yeah.
Amazing. Astonishing. I've never done it that well. Is... I can't do me. I want to. I keep wanting to do things that are mine, but I want to make it possible. One sheet of toilet paper.
One sheet of toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. I feel like let's go with a toilet seat cover.
Toilet seat cover. Whoa. Okay. How do you when you go to the bathroom in public? What's your like go to? Avoid touching the seat. What do you do?
I don't sit down.
You don't? You hover?
No. Well, I don't ever like number two in the bathroom.
You've never had to go number two in a public bathroom ever in your life?
No, never.
So you're a deity is what you're telling me. You have powers beyond.
No. I'm actually not lying. I don't think I've ever done number two in a public bathroom.
That's actually an impressive feat. That's very impressive. Strong willpower.
Yeah, strong.
That must be. That's impressive. That's impressive. I was going to say, I'm extra secure of it when I do it, though. I put the toilet seat down, and then I put toilet paper over the toilet seat, and then I hover over the toilet seat.
Just in case, like, your legs give out or something.
And just in case my legs give out. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They never have this toilet seat covers anyway, so like what's the point? Like you know the temporary ones where you like put it over the toilet seat.
Yeah, they're all temporary. None of them are like used a second time.
No, I meant that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about like
you just have one made out of like cloth.
The lid for the toilet seat. That was my recommendation.
Oh, the lid. Cover. I thought you were talking about like the paper. Okay.
No. Yeah.
Toilet lid. Lid.
Yeah, toilet lid, yeah.
Lid cover?
Yeah. I don't know what it's called, but the lid for the toilet, yeah.
No, I thought you were talking about like, you know, like the disposable paper.
Yeah, that
or, like
yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
But I thought you were talking about like one of those, but it wasn't like you wouldn't throw it away. I thought I was thinking like a cloth.
Reusable.
One. That you just put in the laundry, you're just like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's gross.
Well, would you bring it with you? Like, you do your business and then you bring it with you?
Just in case you, like, you know, keep it with you in your pocket or something. It folds.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Just in case. That's really nasty. We gotta name the episode.
I wish there were cleaner bathrooms, like, cleaner public toilets.
Dude, I love when a public bathroom smells like bleach.
Oh yeah, you just know it's clean.
Clean, yeah. You know what's the name of this episode?
I want to ask one more thing. Like,
okay,
did you ever actually like use a porta potty, or have you ever actually used one?
Yes, multiple times, more than I can count.
Generally, what was the experience? I guess.
I've pooped. I've peed.
I meant like,
I'm still alive. Okay. Was it good? I mean, I'm still alive. I've survived. I survived. Have you never used a porta potty?
No, only for like peeing.
Ah, you never pooped in a porta potty, huh?
No, never.
You're not an experienced veteran.
Yeah, I'd rather not. Thank you.
One day when you'll learn. One day you'll have to. That's the thing.
I feel like I'm pretty good at holding it.
You're going to be going to Six Flags. Like, man, I can't. Grumble, grumble, grumble. That churro you ate suddenly is fighting back. The only you have time to go into the public bathroom.
I just don't feel clean even after I leave. Like, I don't know.
You're gonna have to poop in a porta potty eventually, Aaron. And the more you wait, the worse it's gonna get. Let me just tell you that.
I dread it. It's never gonna happen. It's gonna be like you know, I've never been stung by a bee. It's like the same thing. I'll never ever sit in a porta potty. or go number two in public. Never. It's not going to happen. Anyways, public. What should we name the episode?
Spider-Man cast? Featuring Tom Holland?
Featuring Tom Holland? Sounds like a good episode number. I mean, name.
What episode is this, man? We're in like the... We're like past 50. Isn't that a little insane?
I've lost count. Yeah.
56.
Are we 56? Oh my god.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Wow. All right. Anyways, thanks for listening to the Chips Into podcast. Be sure to send the Chips Into popcorn and the recommendation. we'll cash up your $1. And yeah, this has been the Spider-Man cast featuring Tom Holland. Thank you for listening.
Adios. That's an episode. Thank you.